Good morning. You guys are so fortunate. You know that, right? You're fortunate for a number of reasons. One, you're here. Or you're listening. Two, you're called of God. That's probably the number one. Number two, you're here. Number three, you get to hear what I got to say. But rather not so much what I've got to say, but what the Lord would give me to give you for today. I'm going to start in Mark chapter 1. Verse 16. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Now as you know, many of you know, the name of our ministry is the Fisherman Ministry. And we get it from this verse and the one in Matthew. But what if you're a salesman out there in the world? Would Jesus come to you and say, Follow me, I'll make you a fisher of men? No. He would come to you and say, Follow me, and I'll let you sell my gospel. I'll let you sell eternal life. What if you're a carpenter? He would say, Follow after me. I'll show you how to build a house of faith. Each one of us, when we come to the Lord, have a vocation or a job or something that we do. You may be a student. You may be a salesman. You may be a mechanic. God will take what you know and he'll use it to further the word and Jesus. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. And those that know me know I'm a sinner. Maybe I can't say what Paul said. I'm chief of sinners, but I'm a sinner, and you're a sinner. And for that cause and for that reason, we need to know and understand the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ is very simple. It's very simple. It is so simple a child can understand it. The gospel of Jesus Christ is Jesus died on a cross, gave up his life, a perfect sinless life, a perfect obedience to the Father to save some idiot like me, like you, because you couldn't do it yourself. The totality of the expression of God's love hung on a cross for you and for me. And to deny such a great love is not only unimaginable to me, because it would make no sense to me to pass a chance to have my past wiped out and to have a covering placed over me where God, when he looks down on me, all he sees is grace and love and righteousness. To sum it up in a word, Jesus. I hear people all the time running around saying, I want people to see the Jesus in me. Sounds good when you say it fast. I want God to see me as Jesus. I don't care what people see. I don't care what they see in me, on me, around me. I care about what God sees. The Almighty One. The one that has all power in heaven and in earth and anything I can or cannot imagine. I want Him to see His Son covering me. That's the gospel that I believe. It's like so simple. It's like if Shay doesn't do the right thing, if he misbehaves his mother, and Daddy says, you're forgiven. Isn't that cool? You're forgiven. And if Mama were to say, but, Daddy says, I don't want to hear it. It's gone. Never happened. Do you understand? That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. When God forgives a sin, it's gone. It's gone. It's no longer there. It's been taken away. It's been replaced by the love and the blood of Jesus Christ. And when you stand in that place where you bring yourself to believe it with all your heart, and to stand in that faith, there is nothing, nothing that can tear you away from the love of God and cause you to fail. I've said it before, I will say it again. God has not called you to fail. He has not called you to screw up. He has not called you to fall down. That's why He holds His hand above you and His grace is attached to you to hold you up. Let His grace do His work. Don't question Him. It wearies me. I'm talking personal now. But it wearies me as a man when if I say do a thing to a person, they come back to me and say, why? I don't understand. You don't have to understand. You don't have to know why. All you have to do is say, okay. Or flip me off and go your way. If it wearies me as a man, how does it affect God as our Savior when He asks you to do a thing and you say, why? Or I don't understand. Or maybe later. If I'm going to learn to be a fisher of men, if I'm going to learn to be a builder of faith, if I'm going to learn to be a teacher of grace, if I'm going to learn to be a provider of love, if I'm going to be learn to be a salesman of the gospel, I got to know the gospel. I got to know the grace. I got to know the hope and the faith. And I got to learn to say, God, yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Give me the command. And let my answer be, yes, Lord. Amen. Let your answers be, yes, Lord. Amen. Don't frustrate the grace of God. Learn to walk in it as dear children. In humility, love, grace, and faith.